It's the Winning Post on the Sideline View. We're catching up with Steve Keane from the Scone Race Club. How are you doing today, Steve?
Yeah, going well. Thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad. Big day of racing at Randwick today. There's some good horses going around.
Mate, it's one of the best days on the racing calendar. So, it's all racing enthusiasts will be excited for a great day's racing today.
Well, and a lot of interest from country race goers because we've got the New Haven Park Country Championship final. You had the wild card recently, which was won by Cavalier Charles. Will that be your tip for the race today?
No. If it was a dry track, I'd definitely be in the Cavalier Charles. But having said that, the trainer does think it will get through the going. But I think Far Too Easy might be the horse to beat today.
The number two, Far Too Easy. It is a heavy nine. That's what they're saying at the moment for Randwick. So the weather could have a bit to do with it, or the weather that we've had could have a bit to do with it.
Yeah, that's right. I'm in Sydney now, and it hasn't rained in the last 24 hours. So it's promising for a good day's racing, and I think they should have no dramas getting through.
And that man again that we've spoken of a lot recently, James McDonald, does that factor into your calculations, given that's the jockey for Far Too Easy?
Yeah, look, I think the young kid's got a career in riding horses, James. He seems to be quite good at it. So, the great thing is I've spoken to the trainer Far Too Easy, and, you know, you can leave it up to James to work it out. And, he's one of the best jockeys in Australia, if not the world. So he's riding really well, and that'll go a long way to helping the horse win, I think.
All right, that's race 5 at Randwick today. It's going to be jumping at 2:35, so we'll keep an eye on that one. Now, race 6 is the Inglis Sires. Who do you like?
Yeah, I like Fireburn here. Look, it was a very impressive win in the Golden Slipper, and from all reports, the sires, the extra 200 metres, will actually suit the horse even better. So I think at even money, it's a good bet.
I remember watching the replay of the Golden Slipper, and that last, 100 metres looked like it was shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, it grew wings, didn't it?
Yeah.
And it'll get the same conditions today as it did that day. So, hopefully we get the same result.
All right, keep an eye on number 12, Fireburn, in the Inglis Sires. That's going at 3:15 this afternoon. And for the Bentley Australian Derby, who's your tip?
Yeah, look, I think Otsu. I think it's clearly the best horse in the race, and I really think it should be a lot shorter than what it is. So, I think we as long as it handles the track, it could win, and could win by a space.
Goodness me. Well, it's around about 3-1 at the moment. That, of course, is a weight for age. Everybody's carrying 56.5 kilos, so no disadvantage to being the number one on this occasion.
No, that's right. It's a big advantage, I think, when you clearly have a couple of lengths on some of your rivals. So, I think it'll be winning.
That's the number one, Haitotsu, in the Bentley Australian Derby, jumping at 5-4 this afternoon. And, of course, Steve, you've got a race meeting coming up on Monday at Scone.
Yeah, that's right. So we're backing up from a transfer meeting from Gosford we had last Tuesday. So, we'll go around eight really strong races and, looking forward to it. Good to see the weather holding at the moment.
Well, I was going to say, how's the track holding up after all that rain that we've had? And, of course, you've had a little bit more, a few more horses going around recently.
Yeah, that's right. It's holding up really well. The track is soft, but a little bit of wind and some drying conditions, and we should see a great service on Monday.
What time the gates open on Monday?
Yeah, 12 noon.
All right, get yourself out for some racing on Monday at Scone Race Club. Steve Keane, thank you as always for joining us on the Winning Post here on the Sideline View.
Yeah, no worries at all, Andrew. Thank you.